Hello, this is Yuri. I know that I tell hard facts of life. And this is why sometimes people go, this Yurik is crazy, he's disgusting. I don't applaud him. I don't applaud disgustingness. But the thing is, you see, this is you thinking things are disgusting, when really, I am enlightened. Think about this. Because I help you on your daily grinding. And I help you save lots of money. Okay, that's the thought for today. Please give me applause. Okay, bye. Hello, everyone. As you know, this is Yurik, your life coach, your best life coach on Anchor. I am not afraid to say this. And the other thing that I'm not afraid to say, because I am feeling so proud of myself, I cannot even tell you. I am in the top 500 most popular personalities on the Anchor universes. There are only maybe 499 people who are more popular than me. This is awesome. I am in top 500. I'm jumping over moon for myself. I am clapping with joy. It is like Christmas. Even though I don't believe in Christmas, I don't care. It's still like Christmas. It's like Santa Claus came down from chimney and said, "Mr. A, I'm Santa Claus. You are in top 500 on Anchor. Take this gift from North Pole made by favorite elf." I don't know. Something like this. I am going to celebrate. I'm going to go home and celebrate so many ways. I'm going to jump up and down on my trampoline like crazy mean. Okay, I don't think I violated terms of service with this. I know I've been told I've been seriously violating terms of service with my broadcasts because people are kind of uptight in US of A. You don't want to talk about body functions and parts and sexual things and all this, but I don't know what to say. You can go to the next station. You do not have to listen to me. There is a TikTok man who says that that maybe I'm a little bit I don't know. Then you're into boring land, right? If everybody's nice all the time and tries to be straight arrow, boring. Don't we want fun? Don't we want to have fun here on the Anchor? I would think so. And I think because I have fun, that's why I am in top 500. Top 500. Oh, God. My wishes have come true. Anything. It is true. You can do anything in this country if you set your mind to it. Remember that. Okay, this is Yurik, your life coach, your best life coach, your top 500 life coach on Anchor. Hit me up. Hit me up. Okay, bye-bye. Do I feel better now?
No.
Do I want to destroy all peoples?
No.
Are you violating terms of service?
Yes.
You give a shit?
No.
Why are you talking so nasty all the time and saying things about body parts and farting and being sexual organs and having sex with mammals? Are you trying to get kicked off of Anchor?
Yes.
You give shit?
No.
You care if anyone else gives shit?
No.
Why?
Because they can switch to next station and not listen.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, goodbye.
Make sure you listen to this next broadcast. It is perhaps best broadcast I have ever heard on the Anchors. It warms my heartstrings. Do not miss it. Listen. Mr. Paul Lumani and Mr. Bobby Kuntz. Perhaps two of the most precious and wonderful gentlemen on the Anchors. I have nothing else to say but namaste. Namaste, my friends.
Yurik. I love your station. I just found it today, and I'm so glad I did. I can't help you with the marriage thing, but I will help you out with the follower count, because I'm going to be tuning in. You're hilarious. Keep it pumping.
Mrs. Jojo, you are number one in my book. Number one in my book. I love your little dancing girl on your picture. Are you a dancer? Do you do tango? Do you do lambada? What do you do? Merengue? What do you do? The bump? The rubber chicken? Tell me. Yurik and other people and inquiring minds must know. Okay, namaste, moi. The next is a call from Miss Mix. Don't miss it. It's awesome.
Hi, Yurik. I am a first-time caller to your station. So nice to meet you, know you. I had noticed that you favorited my station a couple weeks ago, and I was like, who is this Yurik guy? And then I realized that we have a lot of the same homies slash peeps slash friends here on Anchor, so I had to check you out. And the one name that stuck out for me that I noticed that we have in common is Mr. Ravenati. And guess what? He's my BFF. So, yeah. If you're cool with him, you're cool with me. Or if he's cool with you, I'm cool with you. Know what I'm saying? And you're absolutely right. If nobody likes what you're saying, all I have to do is swipe left. Right? Right.
Ah, Miss Spicy Mix, thank you for calling my station. Yes, I do know Ray, unfortunately. He is my second cousin. He is making me sleep on trampoline in backyard. I act like I like it, but it sucks! But I have nowhere else to live right now. I am life coach and make lots of money doing life coaching, but I'm saving it up for my... I'm looking for a sixth wife, not BFF. But if you want to be BFF, we can be BFF. Sounds good to me. Miss Spicy Mix. I like this name. Are you spicy, Miss Mix? Or are you just Mix? I don't know. Do you know candies? I hear Ray talking about this BFF candy sometimes. Don't quite understand. What is BFF? Albeit, but I don't know what it is. You must explain. Okay. Yurik now needs to go lay down on trampoline and meditate and then have beer. Okay. Mwah, mwah. I heard the women in the market doing this. Mwah, mwah. Like they knew each other and they did it, like they did this across the whole store. Hello, hello. Mwah, mwah. Love you. It was funny. It was so funny. I like it. So I do it now. Mwah, mwah. All right. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. It's time for Yurik's life coaching tip for day. I'm going to be toning it down so I don't violate Anchor's terms of service. Because not everyone on here is as enlightened as some of us. So I'm going to be talking about something that I don't think anyone can be offended at. Although if you are, just swipe left or right or whatever it is. Okay. You know, usually you use knife and fork, right? Then you have to wash knife and fork. Stupid! I went to store today. In United States, you have thing called spork. You don't need spoon. You just need spoon. What is my talking about, knife and fork? Don't put spoon and knife and fork. Just put spork and knife on table. You save spoon. You save washing. You save water. You save time. You save soap. Over a year, this could be $500, $600, maybe $10,000. All right, that is my life coaching tip for today. Use spork. Spork. It's S-P-O-R-K. Spork. Available at Walmart, Target stores, Kmart, and your local 7-Eleven. Okay. Namaste. And as I always say now, mwah, mwah. Okay, bye-bye. Oh my God, I am beside myself. I am now in top 100. How could this be possible? I was in top 500 like an hour ago. Now I am in top 100. Oh my God. I don't think I can handle this emotionally. I don't think I can. Oh, Lord in heaven! Of course I can! I am Yorick! I can handle everything. I am best life coach on planet. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful evening. Bring me up to number 20, and I will give you 4.5 days of free life coaching. Guaranteed! Guaranteed all your money back. All right, goodbye. Mwah! Alan, me, we will be echoing and echo back and forth. It will be fun. Listen. Mala, mala baby. I did not hear this call and it made you feel bad, but it sounds like something like a white person treating person with darker skin like shit. Okay, here is the deal. You call me, I come wherever you are, I get revenges on this person. They will never do it again, believe me, because I have special techniques that are a secret from Eastern European nations. And I will protect you, and I will only charge you $110 per hour, that's all. Now, 1 hour free, I give it to you. Okay, Mala, you keep your chin up, be proud of your brownness, and I love you. Okay, will you be my sixth wife, please? Thank you, bye. Okay, Mala, yes, I did ask you to be my sixth wife. And I understand in New York, your woman run show, so I will do what I need to do here. Okay. Oh, and when you said the baby, don't call me baby, baby, don't call me baby, a little baby head fell from top of phone to bottom. Little baby head. This was amazing. Anyway, I don't call you baby. Never again, baby, will I call you baby. Okay, baby. No, shit! I did it again. Mala. You are only a Mala. You are not baby. Dear Mala, I am on my knee. Imagine Yorick on his knees. 1 knee or two. Whatever you want. And he grabs into pocket. And he gets a little box. And he says, Mala. Mala. I love you more than I love camel. I love you more than all my herds of yaks. I love you more than Lama. I love you more than Dalai Lama himself, 12th son of the Lama, the flowing robes of the grace. I love you, Mala, not baby. And you open books, and inside is ring with gigantic 7-carat diamond. And you put it on finger. It's so heavy you fall down, your arm falls to the ground, and Mala falls to the ground and goes, oh, Yorick, you are best. I want to be sixth wife. I'll be seventh, eighth wife, whatever you want. Because of this ring, you will love me so much. And I will make you very, very happy in ways that you never could have been imagining. All right, Mala, that is my proposal to you. Take care of yourself, keep your pants on, and I will talk to you soon. Not baby, but Mola from New York City, I think. I think you're from New York City. Maybe Brooklyn. Maybe Brooklyn. Okay! Mwah! I just heard someone in top 20 say, good absolute morning, everybody. Even me, who speaks English as third language, knows that saying, good absolute morning, everybody, make no sense. And they're number 10 on top 20. How does this happen? Don't you need to be speaking English correctly to be able talking on top 10 in Anchor or top popular list? I don't know. I just noticed this. Good absolute morning, everybody. I love this. I think it is very funny. Just wanting to share this with you because I am all by myself and it is Friday night. I only have my trampoline and my Kazakhstani Playboy magazines from 1980s and my beer and my yak. And I need companies. But Ray going, leaving me, going with friends. He never bring me anywhere.
And I had to sit here and drink and smoke marijuana with Roxy Dreyer getting me stryer. And I'm getting tired of you. That's all. Bye.